Hey, Chris, you want to play on our little quiz game here?
Absolutely.
Have you heard us do this before?
I have.
How do you normally do on this thing?
Well, I'm in my car pretending I know the answer, so I do really well.
All right, now you're on the spot, aren't you, fella?
Yes.
Don Kleppen's in the newsroom. Hey, Mary, are you over in traffic? Or Jen? All right, if traffic wants to chime in, they can. We've got some questions for you. Let's see how well you do. There have been how many successful missions to Mars? 4, 7, or 18?
4.
The correct answer is 18.
Jeez.
How many moon? No, that's a good thing. It's not a jeez. It's a good thing. I want you to say hooray. Give me a hooray.
Hooray.
Go mankind. How many moons does Mars have? 0, 2, 3.
2.
Earlier, Don Kleppen thought maybe it was 3. The correct answer is 2. I don't think I knew. I'm not sure I knew Mars had a moon. I think I would have gone with 0. Which is the planet from the sun? Mars is the what planet from the sun?
Mars is the 4th planet from the sun.
Don, what do you think?
I think he's right.
4th is correct. True or false?
Woo!
Mars is known as the red planet. Oh, I guess you got to tell me which of the following two statements is true. One is true, one is false. Which of these is true? Mars is known as the red planet because of its iron-rich soil. Or Mars is known as the red planet for no good reason at all. It doesn't appear red. Who are we kidding here? Which is true?
Number 1.
Number 1 is correct. Yeah, they got iron up there and it's rusted and now it looks red. The temperature at the Martian poles can get down to 199 degrees below zero. But at the equator, Mars is a comfortable 80 degrees Fahrenheit. True or false?
False.
If you're not 100% sure of your answer, you can reach out to Don for an assist.
Oh, I would like to reach out to Don for an assist, Don.
Hey, thank you. I'm going to say stick with that. False is correct.
Well, thank you for the guidance. I will stick with mine and Don's advice.
If the two of you aren't sure of your answer, you can reach out to Jen DeSalvo in traffic for an assist. Jen?
Jen?
I'm going to go with false.
All three of you said false. The correct answer is true.
Really?
What?
You can lead a team of three people to water on the Martian surface, but you can't make them drink it. The correct answer is true. It gets as warm as 80 degrees.
It's not our fault. We've never been.
Right.
Well, now that you mention it, Jen, how would we know?
Exactly.
How long did it take that Martian, that rover, to get to Mars? 7 weeks, 7 months, 7 years?
7 months.
That is correct. I would not reach out to the other two for an assist on that. I would just go with what I got.
The Martian was just on TV the other night, so I picked up a few things from that.
Isn't that a great show?
It is. It's pretty good.
I read the book on an aeroplane, and I don't normally read fiction, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. And, boy, if that movie is on, I watch it. That is a terrific movie, The Martian.
And a great comedy, they thought, at the Academy Awards.
Oh, is that what it was nominated for? It is very funny in some parts.
It won, like, best comedy, I think.
No kidding. Wow.
Yep.
It's not a comedy. I guess they do that sometimes. I believe they call that competence porn. People that just, you know, are so excited by people who are really good at something. Okay, how about this one? Mars is named after a Roman god. The god of what? War? Love or tomatoes?
Don?
Say war.
Well, let's not go with tomatoes. I mean, it's going to be love or war, right? So which is it? Don says war.
Side with war. I'm going to go.
Hey, Jen, what do you think?
I'm going to go the other way. Jen?
No.
Go with war.
Yep.
I'm going with war.
Okay.
You're hot. War is correct. You are 80 degrees hot, sir.
Only around the middle.
Mars is the second smallest planet in our solar system. Which is the teeny tiniest? I'm not going to make this multiple choice. Which means you're going to have to know at least one other planet.
I know one other planet. I'm just not sure it's the right one.
The one we live on.
What do you think, Jen?
Yeah. How about Jen? What do you say?
What do I think? I don't think Pluto is a planet this week, so I'm going to go with Uranus.
She says not Pluto,
oh, no,
maybe.
Wait. Or is it Neptune?
I would prefer you said Uranus, but we're looking for the smallest planet. Don, do you want to play? We're doing really badly at this, by the way.
Let me say Mercury. That would be my guess.
There we go.
I'm going to say Neptune and just go off the grid and turn.
Yeah.
Well, you certainly have. The correct answer is Mercury. although I think you're, whoever said that Pluto's a good guess. I think is that a planetoid or a planet?
It depends on the week. Sometimes it's a planet. Sometimes it's not.
I know it got demoted.
Yeah.
How about this one? Last one will be, what was the name of the first Mars rover? Sojourner, Discovery, or Curiosity? The first rover on Mars. Now they got a perfect traffic jam up there. But was it Sojourner, Discovery, or Curiosity?
I think I'm going to the panel on that one.
Hey, panel.
Don?
Sojourner.
Sojourner says Don.
You going to back that up, Jen?
So, honestly, I really thought Curiosity was the first one. I think you should go with Don with this one.
well, that's two votes for Don, then. I'm going for Don.
Don is correct. You guys are correct.
Fantastic. Thank you.
What do you do for a living there?
I'm a home inspector.
Oh, Chris, how's business?
Business is absolutely booming. I mean, January, February, we're usually dead in the water, and we've been setting records every month since October.
Just because everybody's moving right now, huh?
Everybody's moving out of the city. Everybody's taking advantage of the cheap money, and not a lot of people are letting people in their houses in May and June. And now,
oh, that's right.
They're a little more optimistic and a little more able to kind of put down their guard and let people come traipsing through their houses.
It's not like you could do a virtual home inspection. You had to go into people's houses, right?
Right. We do virtual by way of the people don't have to be here. Back in the middle of all this, May, June, July, we would just kind of go do a walkthrough with our cameras, and we didn't have to have the clients there. As big of an advantage it is to have them there, it's also nice to have a little space between us.
What's the biggest thing you see when you do a home inspection?
Electrical stuff. Everybody's got an uncle that's got a voltmeter and a roll of electrical tape and some Romex. Yeah. And they think they're going to finish the basement or put in a light fixture or whatever. You know, on top of all the stupid little things, those are the dangerous things. Electricity is probably our biggest thing.
We bought a house and never looked under the ceiling drop tiles in the basement until we needed to. And then just saw a bunch of extension cords and tape. And I went, I don't think that's code. All right, Chris, what's the name of your business? You want to give yourself a plug?
Sure, it's the Brick Kicker. We're the Brick Kicker out of Naperville. We've been here for 35 years.
And you've got a Mega Pros hoodie. Thanks for playing. You talk to Curtis off the air, and we'll set you all up, okay?
Fantastic. Thank you very much.